So please welcome Mike Catalano to the show.
Hi,
Hello.
Mar. Hi, Marcy.
I hope
Thanks for
that
having
was
me
a good
back.
introduction.
That was a great introduction. I got goosebumps.
Oh, very cool. So how are you today or
I'm
tonight?
doing very well. Well, it's evening here, but good enough. I'm
Yeah.
fine, thank you. Good stuff.
Very cool. So we'll get straight into it. I'm going to
Okay.
talk about your new book, which has just, I think it's just become available on paperback.
Yes, that is true.
And it's been out for a little while on Kindle edition.
Correct again.
Yes, I do believe I was the first person to purchase it via
You
Kindle.
were, Marcy. And you're also the first time. I mean, I don't know if we interviewed on it a lot, but you're the first, regardless. You have the
Yay.
title.
See, I'm the first with
Two
everything.
firsts. You pop two of my cherries.
See, that's what makes me so awesome.
Agreed. Definitely.
Okay, so we'll start off. Tell us what it's called first.
Sure. It's called Dropping Fear, and it's a horror novel, but there's other elements mixed in, but I would definitely categorize it under the main genre title of horror.
Yeah, well, knowing you, I couldn't imagine that you'd, have your first book as being anything but horror
You know me
related.
well.
Okay, so if you don't mind, I'll try to do my best to read it out. I'll read out the synopsis, which is on Amazon, which I found on Amazon. So this will let the listeners know exactly what it's about.
Awesome.
So hopefully I can read this without messing up.
I think you're a great reader.
Okay, on a dark night 25 years ago, masked maniac Derek Haddonfear, what a cool name, went on a bloody rampage. Today, Derek's son Will is happily married, but still struggles to distance himself from the harsh memory of his father. He and his wife Kerry have been trying to get pregnant for years with zero success. Infertility begins to take its toll on their marriage. Kerry can't live without becoming a mother, and Will can't live seeing his wife so distraught. Upon coming into contact with a doctor working on an experimental fertility drug, a desperate Will and Kerry decide to give him a shot. What results from the procedure sends Kerry on an uncontrollably violent path that is all too familiar to Will. Is it her hormones? Is it the drug? Or is Will's chilling past coming back to haunt him in the most bizarre of fashions? Regardless, no one will be prepared for the birth of the newest and most unexpected psychotic slasher in the history of horror. Well, that sounds pretty frickin' epic.
What was epic is you reading it because, again, it's got to be the accent. I don't know, but it was perfect. I want to say it was perfect. I want to say it like
Perfect.
you. I want your accent.
Well, I
It,
can't give it
I'm
to
not blowing smoke. That was awesome,
you.
Marcy.
Well, I'm glad
That
you
was
enjoyed it. That
I could probably. I wish I was recording that so I can just keep playing it over and over. But
I'll send you a sound copy of just
thank you.
that. That was
Sounds good.
a dramatic reading of the synopsis.
It was outstanding.
Yay. So I have to ask, what was like your inspiration for the story?
Well, actually, the missus and I did go through a period of just not being able to get pregnant, and my wife is someone she is super super sweet, and one of those people that really was born to be a mother, and I don't know, maybe sometimes if you think about that too much or. Sometimes people don't get to be what they're meant to be, and I don't know, it just felt like that, and it was really trying on us, and it's just that was a horror story in itself, just because it was really painful. But happy ending for that. Thankfully, it did eventually happen, and through the experience of not being pregnant to finally getting it to learning. What exactly goes into it, how the woman changes, how her body changes, all that kind of just sparked, I guess, an idea in my head about what it would be like if I love the slasher idea to begin with, just slasher movies in general, that subgenre. And I said, what if a woman was pregnant and, it's a huge influx of hormones? What if that made her do just the most bizarre types of things if there was a certain way. And that's like, that was just me shooting ideas around in my head, but that's how the initial concept, I guess, of it got born. And then I just, you know, played with it from there, and Dropping Fear is what came from it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I do know some people that have had, you know, similar issues, and I know how terrible it can be.
Right.
But, you know, in your case, happy ending.
Oh, a billion times over. It's like, you know, she's meant, you know what, but the best things really do come to those who wait. Not to get off the topic of the book, but well, you've heard me speak about my son. He's just the greatest thing in the world. And again, the missus was born to be, you know, a mother. She's, you know, she's perfect. And the only reason I'm a great dad is because I learned how to parent from her. So yes, the best things do come wait, and we understand that now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could actually write a book from it too. So maybe that was another reason things happened. I don't know, Mars.
Well, we'll get back to the book. So how long did it take for you to, you know, from start to finish with writing the book?
I think it did take probably about a year, I think. And I say that because, you know, since I was never published, you know, writing novels was not my main job. It still isn't. So I still have to contend with a job during the day and finding time, you know, either at lunch or when I got home. Or if lunch, or excuse me, or if work was a little boring, you know, I'd always have the manuscript on my screen somewhere so no boss could see it. And if I got an idea, of course, I'd just type it. But, you know, total, it was about a year to get, you know, the initial draft down.
Okay. That probably sounds about right you know, writing something that long anyway.
Yeah, it is the longest book I've ever done. I mean, I've written a couple of previous books before, but I just felt really strongly about this one. It's my latest one. You know, as you keep doing things, the more you do it, maybe the more you learn from it, the better you get at it.
So yeah.
This one, and of course, you know, having a special personal, you know, connection to it in a way, in a small way, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, but I guess it's like the more you do something, the better you get at it. So.
So I mean, I don't know if I'm a great writer or anything. Believe me, I probably would say no, but that would be dumb because I want people to enjoy it. But I mean, I'm not a huge reader. I do love to write. I love fun ideas, but I don't like telling stories that takes advantage of the reader or treats the reader like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to sit down and read something, better damn well be entertaining and, you know, in not some stupid way. Like, if you're going to chop some guy's head off, there'd be a damn good reason for it. I love the gore, of course. Horror is the best. You know that. You love it, too.
Yes.
But you know, if someone else wants to just show someone or tell a story about someone whose head gets chopped off or, you know, dismembered in any way, and that's it, leave it at that, that's fine. That could be cool. I don't mind that. Mm. I guess just for me, I feel I'd be cheating, the reader out of something if things didn't connect, if stuff didn't happen for a reason, if sufficient evidence wasn't given for the transpiration of certain events.
Yeah.
That's how I am.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sorry to cut you off.
Keep going.
Some people say to me like, oh, I'm not a reader. I'm like, yeah, well, this is the book you might want to read then. This is the book for the non-reader for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big reader and I read fast when I do read. Back in high school, I was reading, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 novels in a week.
Wow.
Don't ask me how I managed to do that on top of all my schoolwork, but, yeah. So I'm a pretty strong reader, so I'm hoping, because I haven't really had much of a chance to read through the book, I'm hoping, hopefully in the next week, that I'll be able to read it.
But, cool. And if you don't like it, just let me know. I understand.
I'm going to totally leave you a review on Amazon, and then you'll know exactly how I feel about it.
Thank you.
I have read the prologue twice, which is really cool.
I like hearing that.
It's a good opening to the book. It will definitely get people interested. Nice. And
I'm glad you said that, Mars, because that's a good thing.
Well, it's important if you can't hook in someone in the first few pages. Well,
exactly. Just start off with a bang. You owe it to the reader. If they're going to start, say, all right, you know, like, if they're going to buckle their seatbelts, you know, we're going to go from 0 to 60 in like, you know, 5 seconds. I'm getting real metaphorical here. Sorry about that. I'm just...
It's all good.
If someone's going to look at something that I wrote, I want you to, you know, hop on and say, yeah, let's go. And hopefully not stop for much.
Well, you must have impressed somebody, considering you got a publisher.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Tell
Living Dead Press, should I say that?
Tell us how it all came about for you. Like, okay. I think anybody who's listening, if they are interested in getting published, you might be able to give us some ideas of how it goes and some tips, maybe.
That's awesome, Mars. That's a really good question. yeah, that was a great question. And, no one's going to, like, bullshit. Can I curse?
You may.
No one's going to bullshit you, thank you, about in terms of getting something published or finding an agent and stuff like that. It is not easy at all. It takes a while. Usually, you know, not all the time, but usually. For me, it took a while. I mean, at least 10 years. No agents really wanted anything. You know, publishers also. I was told if you want to get published, you definitely need an agent. I can tell you now that's not necessarily true because I don't have an agent. A lot of query letters, a shitload of rejections, and but I guess not getting discouraged. It helps having an awesome wife, you know, who will still tell you that you're good, even though you might be thinking, you know, you're a piece of shit. So that always helps. I get down for a little bit if there was like a rejection that I thought might be something good, but you know, after a couple days, bounce back, and thank God I did because it did pay off. And I guess I should say it does pay off. People say, you know, don't ever give up on it. And, well, I'll say that, but I don't know. Don't give up on it, and if I can help in any way, email me. If any of the listeners want to try this or have a question, not that I'm the aficionado in any way, but I don't want to just say don't give up and just leave it at that because no shit, don't give up because you're well, getting. Yeah. But I always said if I was ever lucky enough to have this happen, I would never take it for granted, and I would. If someone else was ever in the situation that I was in previously, I would do anything, you know, within reason, within my whatever power to help or advise in any way. So you can definitely, I'll give my email to anyone if there's anyone that wants a question or say anything. That's for sure. I know I'm getting off topic. So, that's all right, okay. 10 years passes. The real story now, finally. I read a horror book review on a horror website, and they listed the publisher, and I figured, okay, I'll look up the publisher, because obviously they like horror novels, and I found them, I saw they were accepting query letters and, like, the first 3 chapters of your book, so I sent it to them. They replied, I think, a couple days later, saying that, you know, they liked it, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't what they were particularly looking for right now. You know, that's like a standard rejection. I'm thinking to myself, it's like, oh, you know, they're being nice. They said they liked it, but of course, but it's not what we want. And then, you know, I could probably write you 100 different versions of a rejection letter. Cause I've heard so many, but this one had an extra thing at the end. They mentioned a man named Anthony Gregario, who had just started up a horror publishing site, who was looking for, I guess horror novels that sort of had the blood and guts, I guess, that they saw within the first 3 chapters. So they said, you know, give him a shout out. So I did. I emailed him first to see if he would accept, you know, a query letter or some chapters. And here's where the story's kind of funny. He emailed me back pretty fast saying, don't I remember speaking with you previously? And he was right because I do reviews for Arrow in the Head. I'm sure, I know you know that. And, maybe some other people do, but arrowintheHead.com, awesome horror website. I still work for it, and I hope to still do that for a long time. I was writing articles for them, I guess, over a year ago now, and I had written an article on one of this man, Anthony Gregario's horror novels, and he actually contacted me saying that he liked the article and said, oh, can I... I emailed him back saying, hey, you know, I'm trying to get a horror book published. Can we talk? And so we did. And long story short, he knew me, and that was why. And I didn't even realize that. Yeah. I just sent him, you know, like, here's a new publisher. Okay, I'll send it. And the funny part is, when I spoke to him over a year ago, he did not have the horror publishing company yet. He didn't have his company wasn't started, so it's fairly new. He started, I guess, maybe a couple months after we spoke. Mm-hmm. So long story short, he remembered me, said, send me the stuff. I know it's going to be good. I don't know why I said that, but I did send it to him. He did like it. He thinks it's good. And I guess here we are. Now I get to talk to you about it.
Yeah. Well, that kind of worked out pretty well.
It really did. It was like, you know, I never would have expected if it was ever going to happen for it to happen that way. So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I guess thank you, Grace, to writing articles on the website.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, when you were still doing that.
Of course. I'm still doing reviews. I can't let go.
You're at the DVD pub.
I'm on the DVD pub, and I get to do movie reviews, which is friggin' awesome.
Which I last podcast, I called it the DVD clinic by mistake, and I got told off.
Well, I wouldn't tell you off, because DVD clinic is what Joe Blow does.
Yeah, but but the arrow in the head one is the DVD pub.
Yes, we're the pubbers.
So I'm sure that Pat will be happy that I got it right this time.
I think that would be very... Pat's a great guy too, by the way.
So no mistakes. I think I was a little bit out of it last.
I would never correct you, by the way. So whatever mistake off the
chart. You know, no matter what I say, it's correct. We'll just
it's all good. Go
by that logic.
I like that logic. I like your
So, I mean, that's you know, I guess it's a long journey from, you know, starting out and then actually getting published.
Yes.
And you recently got an actual copy of the book, did you not?
Yes, I did.
And what was that like?
It was pretty crazy. It was something, again, something I never thought I would see. And it wasn't even my copy. A very nice friend at work named Tracy ordered it, I guess the day it came out, and it got shipped to her very quickly. And she just brought it over to me and said, I got your book. Here it is. Look. And I was just like, whoa. The first thing I said was, hey, it actually looks like a real book. Which, yeah. And of course, you know, everyone wants to be a dumbass. It is a real
book. Well, it is a real book.
Yeah. I guess I'm not used to it. I still can't believe it. But I'm kind of a glasses half empty guy to begin with. It's just, it's cool. I never expected it. So, yeah. I'm glad. I mean, if I was just at home, like, I could have teared up if I was just there. Uh-huh. But it was incredible.
It's a lot of hard work paying off, basically.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. I was just so pleased.
Well, it's cool, and I was very excited to hear about it, obviously, because I went and, like, bought it straight away.
You're just an amazing friend, and, you know, to do something like that, even though, you know, it could suck, but, like, it's
I'll take a chance.
I so want it to work for you.
Well, you know, reading your stuff for so long, you know, being at articles or reviews, I think I have a pretty good idea of your style, so I think I will enjoy it.
I think you may...
Not I think, I'm pretty sure I will enjoy it.
I mean, I'll be confident about that. I know you, Mars, and I hope you. I think you'll like it. I know you'll like it.
I will like it. You can hypnotize me into liking it.
Yeah, that's what I gotta do.
Well, so for the listeners, you can just pretty much go on Amazon.com and look up Dropping Fear. You can go get it from the Kindle store if you've got a Kindle or the Kindle application, as I've got Kindle for iPad, so it's on my iPad. Or you can get the paperback copy. So I will have a link. I will have several links up on the podcast article for anybody who wants to check it out. And having only really read the prologue, I would still highly recommend doing so. Support the horror community.
Well said.
Yes. If
this horror community right here doesn't want to blow smoke up your ass. Well, I really hope I want to give something that is just going to be something you like. Something that you'll enjoy. And, you know, it won't just... I hope it has... You know what I'm freaking talking about? Just, you know... Fuck it. You want to see? You want to read it? Come get it.
Yeah. Come get some. Go get some.
I mean, the cover looks... Can I say who did the artwork for the cover?
You
My friend
can.
Who's an outstanding artist. His name's Jason Bailey. Lucky enough to become friends with him where my day job is. And I really love the cover. I hope even if people just want to go check it out to see how cool the cover looks, like, I again, couldn't be more pleased with how that turned out. I'm very lucky to have a friend like that who's so talented.
Yeah, it's very cool. And one thing about books is people do judge them by the cover, and if you got a shit cover, well, not much luck there, but this is a pretty cool and mysterious kind of cover. It is very appealing.
Thank you, Mars.
And well done to your friend who did it.
Thank you. I'll say thank you on his behalf.
Yeah, well, you can send it to him and he can listen to you say nice things about him. Absolutely. Well, that concludes our little interview about your book.